This is the local VK5 news segment.
The VI5 Marconi special event callsign. Trevor, VK5ATQ, has received an email from Fred, VK4FE, VK3DAC, asking if any VK5s would like to use the special event callsign VI5 Marconi during the month of September. If you're interested, please email Trevor, VK5ATQ, at vk5atq@wia.org.au, and he will forward your request on to Fred. While mentioning Trevor's email address, we're desperately short of stations to put the Sunday broadcast to air on HF and to conduct a callback afterwards. We need at least 3 volunteers. If you're prepared to help out, email Trevor and offer your services. If you want more information, you can phone Trevor on 8380 55 42.
And from the South Coast Radio Club.
Good morning, everyone. This is Peter, VK5PET, for the South Coast Amateur Radio Club. Our participation in the Lighthouse Weekend went very well, despite the blustery conditions. 20 lighthouses were worked in the 121 contacts, including France on 40 metres. The new linear amp worked tirelessly, with 25 watts in and 400 watts out. There was a great turnout of members, including plenty of visitors on both days. Hope we got you in the log. Our Bunnings barbecue is to be held at Seaford Meadows on Saturday the 1st of September from 8 a.m. till 4 p.m. Volunteers are required, so please contact Secretary Percy. A couple of reminders about our 2-metre net on Wednesday evenings at 8 p.m. on VK5RSV, and the monthly shack opening on the last Saturday of the month from 10 till 1. That's all from me, 73 from Skark.
Now, news from the North East Radio Club.
Well, hello again, everyone. This is Les, VK5KLD, with today's news from the North East Radio Club. Well, it's almost like a bingo night on Friday's Tech Night. All eyes were down, everybody concentrating hard. Yeah, it was good to see a lot of people building their QCX kits. So, yeah, everybody had plenty of support from the gurus. And a lot of the gurus had their iPads with a lot of the technical details of the QCX on them and how you could do things. So, yeah, all in all, it was an excellent night. And I think the next Tech Night is a continuation of the QCX kit constructions. So, yeah, hope everybody had a good time and got a lot out of it. And, yeah, we'll see you at the next Tech Night. And next Friday night is the fifth Friday night dinner. That's on Friday the 31st of August, and we'll be going to the Be Social restaurant at the Oakton Central. And the Oakton Central's located at 246 Foster's Road, Oakton. And Foster's Road, for those of you who don't know, is the road that links Grand Junction Road with the North East Road. And it's a shorter trip to get to the Oakton Central if you turn off the Grand Junction Road end, and it's just in there near a little roundabout. So get there at 6:30 and be prepared for a good night of socialising and plenty of good food and drink. This is a nice restaurant, nice modern restaurant, so hope to see you there at the Be Social restaurant at the Oakton Central next Friday night. Well, that's all for this week. 73s and good DX from Les, VK5KLD.
And from the Elizabeth Amateur Radio Club.
Good morning, everyone. This is Alan, VK5 Mike Alpha Kilo, with a few notes from the Elizabeth Amateur Radio Club. First up, the fifth Wednesday and the 29th of this month is next week. I have made arrangements for dinner at the Midway Tavern at the intersection of Yorktown and Midway Roads for 6 p.m. John, VK5NI, and Paul, VK5AOS, with Keith, VK50Q, are currently preparing the beacons for reinstallation on the water tower. More on this to follow soon. VK5ROC 70 cm repeater has been reinstalled at the lower light, and some adjustments are to be made to the frequencies. Bruce VK5 VAB is arrangements for the Scouts Jota and Jotai are progressing. More information on this as it comes to hand. The next general meeting will be on Wednesday, 5th of September. The next Tech Night will be on Wednesday, the 19th of September, and the topic will be optical transmissions and receiving. Over the last few Wednesday mornings at 10 a.m., I have been attending the informal get-together at the NERC at the Tea Tree Gully Library. I have, with the help of Peter, VK5JP, been learning about my Yaesu F2D Fusion handheld radio, programming, settings, and interfacing with my PC. I've also seen in action the mini repeaters that are home-built and through them have listened to stations in the USA communicating with each other. I have learned a lot, but also have learned there is a long way to go. Thank you, Peter. Charlie VK5KDK and Brian VK5FVI have had patience with me in the last week and sorted out the problem in getting the EARC news on the broadcast. Thank you, gentlemen. The club meets on the first and third Wednesdays of each month, 7:30 p.m. for an 8 p.m. start, at the Grove venue, Burdett Street, Elizabeth Grove. Visitors and potential members most welcome. See you there. 7-3s, and best wishes to all listening. Alan, VK5, Mike Alpha Kilo.
And now let's hear from the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society.
Good morning, this is Phil, VK5SRP, with news from the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society. The next lunch at the Blackwood RSL will be on the 7th of September. The next social morning at the Shack will be on Saturday the 8th of September. The next technical session at the Shack will be on Saturday the 22nd of September, and the topic will be discovering the ESP8266 and YMOS processors by Graham, VK5ZFZ. At the September the 20th general meeting, Colin, VK5ACE, and Mark, VK5AVQ, will be telling us about the history of the Mount Lofty beacons. I'm still looking for volunteers to carry out two important tasks for AHARS. The first of these is for members to assist with a Jota event on Saturday the 20th of October 2018. We've been approached by the Girl Guides to run this event at the Shack. This one-day event will operate from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. and we are planning to have a simple STEM exercise and two or three operating radios at the Shack. As HF propagation is very poor, we would like to have some members coming up on air on HF, 40 metres, try 7085 MHz, and on 2 metres either via the repeater or a simplex channel of 146.45 MHz. We're also looking for a volunteer to take over writing the AHARS notes for the WIA Amateur Radio newsletter. This involves taking notes during the meeting or using the secretary's notes and taking some photos. The text file and the accompanying photos are then sent to WIA for inclusion in Amateur Radio. If you're prepared to help out AHARS with these important functions, please contact Trevor, VK5NIX, details further down the broadcast. When the tower and repeater refurbishments have been finished, we will be converting the other shed at the Shack site to a clean and secure storage for the Girl Guides, much like we did with our Shack several years ago. We will need our great work crew once again, and if you can be available, please contact Trevor, VK5NIX, preferably by email at tmolde@internode.on.net. Trevor has asked that you make sure you identify your message as being for AHARS so it does not get lost in his junk mail. You can also phone Trevor on 8235 0634 and leave a message. The AHARS Shack is situated in Hannaford Road, Blackwood, directly behind Hungry Jack's. Social gatherings at the Shack are held on the second Saturday in the month and technical sessions are held on the fourth Saturday. These sessions run from 9 o'clock in the morning till about midday. The monthly meetings are held on the third Thursday of the month at the Blackwood Community Centre, 4 Young Street, Blackwood. General meetings are not held in the month of December and January. The hall is opened at 7 p.m. and meetings usually start about 7:30. Every Monday night at 8 p.m, the weekly Club Net is held on the VK5 RAD repeater, 147 MHz, with a minus 600 kHz offset. All licensed amateurs are welcome. If you wish to contact me, you can send an email to vk5srp@wia.org.au. That's all for this week, 73.
And let's hear from the South East Radio Group.
Good morning. This is Cole, VK58CF, with another weekly update from the South East Radio Group. We've had a couple of emails from amateurs overseas asking me to forward their emails on to Norbert, VK5MQ, who is currently working on Macquarie Island, as they are wanting to set up a sked with him. Unfortunately, Norbert, callsign VK0 Alpha India, is unable to reply to such emails because of bandwidth restrictions and the fact that his work does not allow him a great deal of spare time. He's been getting on the air as much as time allows, and due to inefficient antennas and less than ideal operating conditions, he has been using FT8. He has been heard occasionally on a Sunday morning around 10:30 to 11:30 a.m. SA local time, but there is no guarantee on days or times that he can be operating, and so you will just have to watch out for him and be patient. I can assure you that he would like to work you as much as you wish to work him, but opportunities are a bit limited. Following our club's annual general meeting last Friday week, we have an almost unchanged management group line-up. Peter, VK5BE, formerly VK5KBF, remains as president, but Andrew, VK5MAS, has stepped down from the role of vice president, and Owen, VK5HOS, has stepped in to fill his shoes. Thank you to Andrew for chairing a couple of meetings that the president was unable to attend during the past year. Welcome to the job, Owen, VK5HOS. No other major roles have changed. Our club details are all up to date on the WIA club pages and elsewhere, and contact details are readily available. We have had a lively discussion on the proposed budget, which was accepted, and we now look forward to another great year for Surge. The budget should allow us to complete a number of projects and move the club forward for the next 12 months. On Friday the 24th of August 2018 at 7:15 SA local time, Tony, VK5ZAI, will be handling a telebridge link up to the International Space Station. Over South Australia, the downlink can be heard on 145.800 MHz. Simultaneously, he will be telecasting his telebridge station along with both sides of the audio. This will start at approximately 7 p.m. or 09:30 UTC. The students involved will be from the Glendon State School in Queensland, and they will be asking their questions of astronaut Serena Ornon-Chancellor, KG5TMT, on the space station. For those interested in watching on the net, he will be putting up a picture for you to test your computer on Wednesday the 22nd from 12:30 to 2:30 p.m. South Australian time, 0300 to 0500 UTC, and again at 7:30 to 9:30 p.m. South Australian time, 10:00 to 12:00 UTC. You must have Adobe Flash Player installed on your computer, and if you Google batc.org.uk/live/VK5ZAI, you should find it. You may need to wait 30 seconds or so and click on the blank screen to get the picture up. That sees me out for this week. As always, the members of the South East Radio Group would like to wish you all a great week. And I say 7-3 from Surge.
The VI5 Marconi Special Event Callsign. Trevor, VK5ATQ, has received an email from Fred, VK4FE, VK3DAC, asking if any VK5s would like to use the Special Event Callsign VI5 Marconi during the month of September. If you're interested, please email Trevor, VK5ATQ at VK5ATQ@wia.org.au, and he will forward your request on to Fred. While mentioning Trevor's email address, we're desperately short of stations to put the Sunday broadcast to air on HF and to conduct a callback afterwards. We need at least 3 volunteers. If you're prepared to help out, email Trevor and offer your services. If you want more information, you can phone Trevor on 8380 5542.
And that's the VK5 news for this week. If you have something to add from your group, please send an MP3 file to newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au.